Yeah, I would say it's all stay on top.
I'm going to have Steven come up first.
Do you know what you're doing?
Steven.
Hey, Steven.
Okay, I'm going to have you come up first. I'm going to start the grant for you. What is the resolution? Sure. And I'm going to try to limit my... That's my plan. Okay. All right.
You ready for
annexation?
Ooh, that's a new pile.
Okay, I'll go ahead and call to order this morning. Regularly scheduled Board of Supervisors meeting on April 5th. If the audience would join the board and pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I see we've got a full house this morning. I would ask everyone to either turn off or silence their cell phone, please. First item on our agenda is special recognition of Mike Cox as a recipient. The recipient of the 2015 Iowa Association of Naturalists, Iowa Conservation Education Coalition Outstanding Volunteer Award. Presented by Mike Cox.
Mike, I think it's outstanding that all these people could show up for your award.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Very good. Come on up, Mike. Well, I tell you, this is a pretty special opportunity we get to recognize Mike Metz here for his contribution throughout the years to conservation on so many different levels. And when I say conservation, I do not specifically mean Story County Conservation Board solely. I mean conservation in Story County and conservation in Iowa. So many things that Mike has been involved in over the years. I first met Mike when I was going to Iowa State back in the 80s, and he and I maintained kestrel nest boxes along the interstate. Right. We volunteered for DNR in doing that, and Mike's just maintained his involvement ever since. And has done hunter education training, allows our environmental education program to come out and have multitudes of children roam around his property and his wetland and his prairie every year, collects prairie seed for us, donates that to us, and helps people plant their plant prairies back on their land. And I could go on and on about all the things that Mike does for the field of conservation. He's the chair of our Story County Conservation REAP Committee and has just done so many things. So in this year, the Iowa Association of County Conservation Boards, and specifically the Iowa Association of Naturalists, recognized Mike with the 2015 Outstanding Volunteer Award for dedication to environmental education in the state of Iowa. So it's our pleasure, Mike.
As long as I'm mobile, I'll keep on helping. So, I enjoy it. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Chair, let me just comment just a little bit on particularly this award and recognition that Mike has just brought to our attention. For many of you in the audience, probably not aware that I represent the Board of Supervisors on the Conservation Board. Several years ago, I was a voting member, and a few years back, we talked to the Conservation Board. We had a couple other people who wanted to serve that had an outstanding background in conservation, and I approached the board about giving up my seat as a voting member and being an ex officio member. So I attend all of the Conservation Board meetings, and it's kind of a dual role and dual responsibility, but it allows the Board of Supervisors to have a direct communication and contact and link with the Conservation Board, which we believe is certainly one of the best in the state of Iowa. And Mike Cox and his leadership has certainly been one of the hallmark things. Many of you are aware of Steve Legwa that has been here for many, many years. And when Mike came to take over, he just helped elevate Story County Conservation into another dimension. And I can't say enough about the board that currently represents Story County now that is doing an outstanding job. And I'm also glad to see that Nancy France is also here as a member of the Conservation Board, here to recognize Mike. I was at the board meeting when this was presented last month, and just, you know, was enamored with learning more about Mike's long-standing contribution, etc. So, Mike, congratulations again on that regard. Okay.
Thank you. The next item we have this morning is recognition of the 2016 Story County Citizen of the Year Award. This is the second year that we've had this opportunity to recognize citizens in Story County that that the board feels kind of goes above and beyond what would be normally expected of a citizen here in Story County. And I'm going to turn this over to Wayne Clinton.
Good. Thank you again, Mr. Chair. You know, it's unusual that when it comes to recognizing people in Story County for meritorious service above and beyond, that we have an opportunity such as that is presented to us today. First of all, the Citizen of the Year Award was initiated last year. It is given annually to a resident of Story County who performed meritorious service above and beyond what is expected of a citizen. Their efforts demonstrate creativity, vision, leadership, citizenship, for providing service to programs and activities that positively impact the welfare of the citizens of Story County, Iowa. This extraordinary service is either through their regular vocation or in the community outside of their vocation, or a combination of both. And when I was at the board meeting and read about and heard the presentation and the award that Mike Metz received from the Iowa Association of Naturalists, I said, you know what, Mike exemplifies and epitomizes all the good things that we look forward to in Story County of people who go above and beyond to make the quality of life better for all of us. His outreach and educational efforts in the conservation area, Mike Cox, our director, kind of stole a lot of the comments that I was going to say about his background. When I presented this question saying, hey, we have a person here that I think is worthy of being recognized for the 2016 Citizen of the Year Award, and I would like to nominate Mike Metz for that consideration, and the board unanimously consented that Mike was indeed a person that was deserving of this recognition. So Mike, it is with utmost pleasure that I have, as a member of Story County Board of Supervisors, to recognize you as the 2016 Citizen of the Year Award for Story County for your meritorious service.
Thank you.
Leanne has something over here. We have a, and we're going to have a picture with all the supervisors. We have a little small certificate for you. Because we have a limited budget, we really didn't want to go out and overdo it. We knew you would probably give it back to us. This is just a certificate of appreciation presented to Mike Metz, nominated for the 2016 Story County Citizens of the Year Award, April 5th, 2016, signed by each of the members. And the other, we have a little mug here for you. You probably have a lot of those, but you know, this is special. And this is a special item, but unfortunately, when we were bringing in this morning, this kind of broke off, and so we're trying to get that get another one to replace it. But we wanted you to see something that we thought was very fitting for you.
It's solar power.
It's solar power. And we want to thank Leanne for that. Yeah. So let's take this down front. Let's get a picture with you. And
Bert, sure.
Let's take that with you also.
Thank you.
Any comment, anything you'd like to say? Wait a minute, Leanne wants one also.
Sure. This one was a shocker here.
Well, very well deserved.
The environmental recognition was, I didn't expect that, and this one was even more so. Thanks, everybody.
Well,
thank you, Mike.
Okay, the next item on our agenda is we need to take a motion to recess for action as Board of Trustees for the Greenwich District. So I'll move that we go into recess, put on our Greenwich District trustee hat, and come back.
Second.
Got a motion and a second to adjourn temporarily as the Board of Supervisors and act as Drainage District Trustees. Sanders.
Aye.
Clinton.
Aye.
Two.
Aye.
With that, I will call us back to order.
You guys got to change over what's reporting.